You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Senco Gold's Rs. 405 crore IPO opened for subscription today. The price band of the issue is fixed at Rs. 301 to 317 per share. The company has raised Rs. 121.49 crores from 21 anchor investors. The initial public offer will close on Thursday, July 6. Senco Gold shares' grey market premium soared 38.49% on Tuesday, commanding a premium of Rs. 122 over the upper end of the IPO price, implying a listing price of Rs. 439 per share. The share allotment will take place on July 11, while the credit of shares will be on July 13. The shares are expected to be listed on exchanges on Friday, July 14. The company is valued at Rs. 2,460 crores on the upper price band. In the world of share market, shares of Indian telecom operators took a beating today, a day after Reliance Jio revealed plans to launch a $12 4G phone to capture the broadly untapped entry-level 2G market in India, reported Reuters. The new phone could drive Jio's subscriber additions by 20 to 22 million annually, boosting its revenue and operating earnings by 2 to 3% in the next fiscal year, analysts at Jefferies wrote in a note. The analysts added that it could also hit the revenue and operating earnings of rival Bharti Airtel by 1 to 2% during this period. Shares of rivals Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea slipped between 2% and 3% in early trading. Over to the world of Twitter, according to a post from Twitter support account, the new version of TweetDeck is now officially available to everyone. This was a necessary step to assist address some of the recent problems that TweetDeck has been having. However, this change does come with some worry, as in 30 days, TweetDeck will become a verified-only feature. This means that you'll have to purchase a Twitter Blue subscription in order to utilize it. For almost 2 years, TweetDeck's new edition has been in preview. As per two Twitter employees, all users will be required to transition to the new TweetDeck. Further, the employee also provided a few minor clarifications regarding the old TweetDeck. Recently, TweetDeck has been unusable for many users of the old interface. In some more technology use, Reliance Jio has launched new Jio Bharat phone. This budget-friendly feature phone aims to bridge the digital divide and provide affordable connectivity to millions of Indians. RJio has launched Jio Bharat with the objective of empowering every Indian with the power of digital services, especially those who cannot afford a smartphone. The phone aims to make high-quality and affordable data will be within reach of the common man. The budget-friendly phone supports HD calling, UPI payment using Jio Money, access to OTT services like Jio Cinema. The phone is equipped with a removable 1000 mAh battery that can last for up to 24 hours on a single charge. Meanwhile, the onus of deducting TCS should be banks, in case a person makes an overseas hotel booking using the e-commerce portal of tour operators, said a senior official of Make My Trip, a leading online travel service provider. Make My Trip Group Vice President Taxation, Tajinder Singh, said, in case a tour package is booked from the e-commerce portal, the company will take an undertaking from its customers on whether the total amount remitted abroad so far has exceeded the threshold of Rs. 7 lakh in the fiscal year. The government has said that from October 1st, a 5% tax collected at source will be levied on tour packages up to Rs. 7 lakhs in a fiscal. Moving on, billionaire Cameron Winklevoss, co-founder of the Gemini Trust Corporation crypto platform, outlined what he termed a best and final offer for digital asset lender Genesis Global Holdco's bankruptcy restructuring, reported Bloomberg. The proposal is the floor that creditors will accept, Winklevoss said in an open letter on Twitter late Monday in New York. The offer lists a $275 million forbearance payment, a $355 million debt tranche due in 2 years, and an $835 million debt tranche due in 5 years. DCG would retain the proceeds from the sale of Genesis Global Trading, while creditors would get the funds from the disposal of all other Genesis companies. Lastly, Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited on Tuesday announced the appointment of Krishna Kumar Thakur as Director Human Resources of the Public Sector Engineering and Manufacturing Enterprise, the company said in a regulatory filing. Thakur is appointed on the board of BHEL for a period of 5 years, with effect from the date of assumption of charge of the post, that is July 4, 2023, or until further orders. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.